Everybody, this is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast, Women Who Stutter, Our Stories. And I thought I would take a couple of minutes to do a solo episode, kind of as an update on the last time that I offered one of these, which turns out the last episode of the podcast just with me rambling maybe a little bit, but you know, just with me, a solo conversation was March 27th. And today it's August 29th. So it's 6 months from that time where I was talking about the challenges that I was having and many people are having with the lockdowns in place, social distancing from others when I've had to go out, and you know how social isolation has really been affecting me. So it's been a you know, very weird spring and summer. I sometimes catch myself thinking, gosh, I don't even know what season it is, because I've really not been out except for the absolute bare necessities of getting groceries or going to a doctor's appointment. And if I'm completely honest, I will share that I often will turn to online grocery shopping just because I find it easier for somebody else to lug the bags up my stairs, particularly at a time where I might be ordering, you know, heavy 2-liter bottles of soda pop and things like orange juice or stuff like that, because I find it more challenging these days to carry things up my stairs in my apartment complex due to some of the health issues that I'm trying to manage. So yeah, like, it's the end of summer here. I live in an apartment complex that has 2 swimming pools. Neither have opened for the season, and not that I probably would have gone out there anyway, but it's just kind of odd to pass by the swimming pool area and to see the pool still covered by the, you know, pool cover and held in place by these concrete bricks, and to see that none of the lounge chairs or anything on the deck around the pool, you know, have actually been opened this year. So there's certainly some very visible signs of things are not quote unquote normal compared to last year at this time. I know one of the things that I had been doing early in to the pandemic lockdown, you know, going back to March, I had been making an effort to get outside and take a walk, even just a quick walk around my complex, just to make sure that I was getting some movement in, and also, you know, just seeing the sky and feeling some sun, which actually kind of helps me feel better when I'm getting some, you know, vitamin D and some sunlight. But I haven't really been doing even too much of that lately, due to a combination of health challenges which I am facing. I have something that's called, fancy words, small fiber polyneuropathy. So that's inflammation in my arms, hands, fingers, and in my legs. And when I'm in a flare up of the inflammation, it's uncomfortable for me to stand for long periods of time. And it's also certainly difficult for me to walk more than five minutes or so, because my legs become inflamed and my back hurts. So I've not been doing that. And I'm disappointed that I've kind of fallen into that place where I'm barely leaving the house. I do have to intentionally remind myself and actually do picking up the phone or doing a video chat with at least one person every day, because I feel that if I don't do that, the social isolation, which is challenging enough, certainly would lead to, depression, which I already struggle with, in good times, but now, where it's hard sometimes to get out of bed, sometimes that those moments of depression sometimes happen more frequently and come more easily, especially on days where I find myself moving from the bed to the couch, which just is not a good scenario to be in. So, I have noticed that, 6 months into social isolation and being home alone, I have noticed that when I do get out, or when I am talking with somebody either by phone or via video chat, Zoom, which I do quite a few of these now, I do find that I'm stuttering more, and I wonder how listeners might respond to that. I find that I'm stuttering more when I am talking with someone else, either somebody who stutters or doesn't. It doesn't really matter. But I'm stuttering more, and I almost seem to think that it's like I'm making up for, lost time when I have not engaged in conversation with anybody. So it's weird. And I am very aware of when I'm, chatting on the phone, stuttering more. I'm very aware of more blocking, which is really not my typical manifestation of stuttering. But I'm just aware of, how I might sound to the listener. And that has really not been a concern for me for a number of years, because once I kind of switched over from covert to, more overt stuttering most of the time and feeling comfortable with that, I really don't remember recently in the last years being so conscious of my stuttering moments and wondering or thinking what the listener might be thinking or feeling. I'm one of the first people to tell other people who stutter that, oh my God, get a grip, like nobody's thinking about your stuttering. The person who stutters, we give it so much more headspace than anybody else does. So I just need to, you know, practice what I preach and not worry that, you know, somebody is judging me, because it's not true. And you know, as I know, and we all know, probably everybody has their own agenda. Everybody has their own thing that they're focusing on. So really, nobody gives a crap if I'm stuttering. And I really haven't noticed anybody, you know, being impatient with me or, you know, trying to finish what I'm saying. You know, so I mean, that's just a reality that I need to kind of just take a look at, process it, don't ignore it, and then just, you know, move past that. One of the things, though, that I wanted to mention in this solo conversation, I am aware more so now that I'm doing an awful lot of Zoom calls, and I'm sure that, you know, listeners, you are too. Not necessarily Zoom; it could be Google Hangouts or Microsoft Teams or WebEx. I mean, Skype, there's just a ton of those video chat platforms now. But my go-to one seems to be Zoom. And I have noticed that I am more conscious of how I look on the screen to myself and to others when I'm stuttering. And that is something new for me as well, because I never really used to care about that. But now just participating in Zoom calls and seeing my face on screen, sometimes very large, sometimes very small if there's a lot of people in the room, I'm just I'm more aware of it. And, you know, sometimes I like catch myself wincing a little bit when I see myself, you know, like caught in a block for a moment, and my mouth is like in that less desirable phase of my mouth open with no sound coming on. I don't particularly care for that. I've also been doing a number of webinars for the National Stuttering Association through my involvement with the employment initiative program called We Stutter at Work. So even during the webinars, you know, I'm like paying more attention to how I look, not sound, but just look on the video chats. And again, that's something new, something that I've not worried about or given headspace to for years. But I think right now, being in the throes of quarantine, lockdown, social isolation, you know, whatever we call it, I am definitely more attuned with how I'm sounding and how I'm looking when, you know, the new normal for conversation seems to be video chatting. A person who stutters that is from the New York City area, that is a excellent writer, Emma Alpern. She recently wrote an article where the term stutterbox was used. And, you know, at first I'm like, what is she talking about? But then as I read the article and really, you know, let it sink in, stutterbox meant for her what it was like to see yourself in one of the many boxes on screen if you're in a video chat call with like more than, you know, 10 or 12 people. You just revert to being, you know, a small box on the screen where you're highlighted there. And I really liked that piece that Emma wrote, because it kind of, you know, just reminded me that we're not used to seeing ourselves like this. We're not used to seeing video, you know, screens with 20 or 25 heads on them. And it's just a really weird experience to be living life through this. So I do feel like I've been rambling a bit, but that's okay. I'm okay with it. It is what it is. but I just really did want to just check in with people, see how people are doing and managing, and just asking a question. You know, are we unnecessarily giving stuttering more headspace now during our pandemic lockdowns than we need to, or if we've ever had to? So I guess I will just close with that, and hope to see some of you perhaps responding to that question or sharing with me how you're doing and what you think. So goodbye for now. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Story.